The Islamic State Group. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Potential threats against Americans in Afghanistan from the Islamic State Group are forcing the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. That according to a senior U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity, who says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given special instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby says he can't discuss security threats in any detail, but it's a tenuous situation.
You have seen the images over the last 24 to 48 hours yourself of the situation outside the perimeter of the airport, and it changes. It changes almost by the hour, and it changes in locations around the airport.
Henri has strengthened into a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says it should make landfall on Long Island or in southern New England on Sunday. Director Ken Graham.
Your hurricane warning encompassing Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, parts of Massachusetts as well. And on both ends, your tropical storm warning. And that really is encompassing where we have those winds. And that includes the New York City area.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Grace hit Mexico's Gulf Coast as a major Category 3 storm. Authorities say at least 8 people died. The storm quickly lost strength over land and has been downgraded to a tropical storm. In Tennessee, heavy flooding in several counties has prompted water rescues and road closures. Several people have been reported missing. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency calls the situation dangerous and evolving. It's urged people to avoid travel in the affected areas. And crews are digging in and burning out fire lines amid fears that another round of high winds will bring renewed fury to the Caldor Fire in the northern Sierra Nevada. It's one of about a dozen large wildfires that have scorched Northern California, incinerating at least 700 homes. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.